Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, talking about risk rankings. You know, it's time for me to renew my lease. And of course, they now want more insurance coverage. I'm like, great, great. And insurance coverage now requires credit score. Great, great. I mean, I'm okay with my credit score. I'm okay with the insurance. It's just a matter of the hassle to go through all that. Yeah. And do you ever even see the money? It seems like there's always a way an insurance company gets out of paying you when something does go bad wrong. But, of course, we're seeing more organizations adopt insurance, cyber insurance and what have you. Even though there's always that risk that the insurance company may not pay out. And for the longest time, there's not been anything good to base the insurance premium on. It's been much more of an art than a science. Recently, it's been firmed up a bit, just a bit, by FICO, the same company that does your credit rating. So the same company that does your credit rating is now offering your basically a cybersecurity rating that talks about your various risk levels. This is based off of a company I looked at a couple years ago in Ann Arbor called Quadmetrics. Quadmetrics is a big data company. They do heavy analytics, and they've identified what they believe is to be 250 data points that, in conjunction, can give them a 90% confidence that a company will or will not be breached in the following year. So, for example, you say, here's where my company is, here's my compliance center, here's my risk ranking, you know, here's my vulnerabilities. You plug all that into a formula, they run the numbers, oh, and what type of company is, what type of data it is, they run all the numbers and they give you a score which indicates your likelihood of a breach. Pretty cool stuff. So Quadmetrics is now partnered with FICO to give organizations this risk ranking score, and the hope is that cybersecurity insurance firms will then be able to use that and factor that in to their insurance premiums. So, what does that mean to us? One, just take a look at Quadmetrics and FICO for more information. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool what they're putting together. Two, we're getting to the point where ad hoc isn't going to cut it anymore. We're getting to the point where just simply saying we're doing security without being able to demonstrate it isn't going to work anymore. We're getting to the point where we can't just simply say, we're not going to do these controls, we're going to get insurance to cover the risk. Because it's starting to get much more formalized, especially after breach, after breach, after breach. So keep that in mind when you're developing your controls and your policies. This is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of risk ranking. It's very feasible and conceivable that this type of FICO risk ranking, this credit score for your cybersecurity program, will become standard and will spread out, right? So be prepared for it. Get your ducks in a row, because just buying insurance isn't going to cut it, unfortunately. And that's all I got. Questions, comments, hit me up, and I will talk to you next time.